Welcome back. Today we're doing a super usable drum and bass vocal trick in Ableton Live, delay throws. A delay throw is when the delay only happens for a moment, not the whole vocal swimming and repeats, just a little echo answer on the last word of a line, a hype ad-lib, or a gap before a fill. It's one of those techniques that instantly makes a vocal feel more professional in DNB, because you get size and space without losing punch. We're going to build this in a clean, repeatable way using mostly stock devices, and the main idea is simple. Keep your vocal clean and upfront, then send only specific words to a dedicated delay return, and to make that return behave in the mix with EQ and ducking. Alright, let's set the context first, because timing matters a lot in DNB. Most DNB is around 170 to 175 BPM. Delay throws feel best when they're synced to the grid, and the usual go-to times are 1/8 for tight energy, 1/4 for bigger dramatic moments, .1/8 for that bouncy jungle flavor, and sometimes 1/16 for quick stutters. Here's an easy rule: if your drums are busy, like rolling hats and lots of ghost notes, keep the delay tighter and keep the feedback lower. Tight delay, quick fade, that's how you keep the groove clean. Now step 1. Prep the vocal track. The throw works best when your main vocal is controlled first. On your vocal track, we're going to do a simple control chain. First, EQ 8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. The exact number depends on the voice, but the goal is no rumble, no low end junk. If it sounds muddy, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. Next, a compressor. Either compressor or glue compressor is fine. Keep it light. Ratio somewhere between 2:1 and 4:1. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to crush it, just keep it stable. And if your vocal has sharp S sounds, handle that now. If you have a de-esser, great. If not, you can use multiband dynamics gently to tame the harsh top. This matters because delay repeats will repeat your sibilance too, and that can get spitty and annoying fast. Cool. Now we build the fun part, a dedicated delay throw return. Create a return track in Ableton. Name it something like a throw delay so you always know what it is. On that return, add echo or delay. Echo is usually more vibey and modern, so we'll start with echo. In echo, turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 to start. Set feedback around 25 to 40%. You want it to fade out naturally, not loop forever and talk over your next lyric. Dry slash wet should be 100% because this is a return. If you want stereo width, leave it in stereo mode, but we'll manage the low end later. And for now, keep wobble and noise very low or off. You can add character later once the basics are tight. If you prefer the simpler delay device, do the same concept. Left and right at 1/8, or try making the right side .1/8 for movement. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Now step 3, and this is non-negotiable. EQ the delay return. Put EQ 8 after the delay on the return. High pass the delay somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If your bass is huge, don't be shy going even higher, like 250 to 350. This is one of the biggest reasons delay throws stay clean in DNB. You're protecting the sub and the weight of the track. Then low pass the delay around 6 to 10 kHz. This makes the repeat sit behind the lead vocal instead of competing with it. Bright delays can sound cool solo, but in a DNB mix they can steal attention from your snare crack and your vocal consonants. If the delay still pokes out in an annoying way, try a small notch around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And here's a nice little coach trick. If you low pass the delay and it becomes too muffled to understand, do a gentle bell boost around 1 to 2 kHz, like 1 dB, maybe 2 dB. That's the mid pocket that keeps the words readable without making it harsh. Next, step 4. Make the throw move with a groove using ducking. This is where the delay feels like it's part of the rhythm, not just floating on top. Add a compressor after the EQ on the return. Turn on sidechain. Option 1. Sidechain the delay to the lead vocal. This is great for intelligibility. Set the sidechain input to your vocal track. Ratio around 4:1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction while the vocal is present. What you'll hear is, while the vocal is talking, the delay tucks out of the way, and then in the gaps, the delay blooms up. That's the professional behavior. Option 2. Sidechain to the kick and snare or drum bus. This is classic DNB cleanliness. Set a slightly faster release, like 60 to 120 milliseconds, so it pumps rhythmically with the drums. The delay starts to groove around the transients instead of smearing them. Now step 5, create the actual throw. This is the core technique. We're going to automate the send amount from the vocal track to return A. Go back to your vocal track and find send A. Hit it to enter automation mode. Most of the time, the send should be all the way down, basically off. Then, just on the word you want, you pop it up for a moment. A good starting range is anywhere from about minus 12 dB up to minus 3 dB, depending on how obvious you want the throw. A huge tip here, don't make the automation a perfect square on and off. That tends to sound like you slapped an effect on. Instead, draw a quick ramp up into the last syllable, and then a faster drop right after the word ends. It sounds like you caught the end of the phrase and tossed it into space. And here's another timing tip that fixes a lot of why does my throw feel late. Moments before you change the delay time, try nudging your automation slightly earlier, like 10 to 30 milliseconds ahead of the transient. That tiny move can turn a draggy throw into a snappy one. If you're working with repeating vocal chops, clip envelopes can be easier than drawing automation every time. This audio version is shortened for playback.